welcome you into the studio. Dave Spadaro joined by Eagles head coach Chip Kelly. And Coach, let's start with Jeremy Maclin today, the award winner of the Ed Block Courage Award, named by his teammates for that. What's that mean to you?
I just think it's a representation of, you know, obviously Jeremy came off a very difficult ACL a year and a half ago, you know, in preseason camp and missed the entire season last year. And I think our players recognize the work he put in that time from a rehab standpoint and getting himself back up, ready to play. He's a consummate teammate. He's always there to support his teammates. You know, very unselfish player. He's done a great job for us. When he doesn't have the ball, he's been fantastic with us blocking. You know, everything you want, I think, and you're starting to see Jeremy as the season progresses from a football standpoint get better and better. But I think it's really, you know, it's the award goes to inspiration, sportsmanship, and courage, and I think he exemplifies that.
He mentioned that one of the things that helped him along last year was the fact that the program that you have includes players who are injured, and they feel part of the team. And in the past, that really wasn't the case in certain situations. Can you talk about that and why you do it?
Yeah, I had never been in the NFL, and I didn't understand that. I know in a lot of places when you get put on IR, you're kind of treated in a different group. But for us, you know, we always believe that there's a future for one reason or another. And this is a tough play. Injuries are part of the game. But if you have them, it doesn't mean that we don't care about you as a person. So he was around every day. He went to meetings. He rehabbed. He was with our training staff. He did all of his stuff here. Travis Long was like that last year. Regis Ben was like that last year. Guys are around all the time. Right now, Alan Barbary's with us all the time. Evan Mathis has been with us. Najee Good has been with us. Travis Long, again, who has been injured, is in that, as I mentioned, is in that situation. But they're still part of the team. They just, they, for one reason or another, whatever the gods of football struck them with an injury, and now they can't play. But that doesn't mean we can't still develop them. So the fact that they can still learn the system, still be a part of meetings and do those things. They obviously can't do anything on the field with us, but they can still be a part of the mental aspect of it. And they're still key members of this team. They just, unfortunately, whether it was Jeremy last year or the guys I just mentioned this year, they can't play. But that doesn't mean that they're not still part of it.
What can younger players, or just anybody who gets injured, what can they learn from Jeremy? He said he didn't get down after that first day. He spoke to you and Howie and teammates, family, and boom, he was done with it.
Yeah, I think obviously there's the initial shock and maybe disbelief of what happened to him. But I think you can take two stances. You can either be a competitor who's going to take it as a challenge, or you can be a victim and say, why is me? And I think he took the first one, and he's just an ultimate competitor, and it's a challenge that was thrown his way, maybe one that he didn't, obviously no one planned on, but, you know, it's really how you react to it, and I think he reacted to it in a real positive manner and has come out of it probably even stronger, both physically and mentally.
Tough loss on Sunday in Arizona, but once again, the Eagles just keep coming, keep fighting. It doesn't change when you click on the film, does it? You just see great effort.
Yeah, and that's the one thing. You know, we've made mistakes, and obviously in our two losses, you can see the mistakes that have been made. But, you know, the one thing you can't fault this team for is its effort. And no matter what the situation, we're always going to find a way to be there and compete in the end. And, you know, time just ran out on us. We had the ball, got the ball to the 16-yard line after they scored, after we went down and scored, and they came back and made a great play call by Bruce and putting themselves back up. But then it was, all right, that doesn't mean we're out of it. We'll come back in and compete. We took a drive at the end of the game in the 49ers game, 90 yards down to the one, and didn't get a chance to punch it in. Got the ball to the 16, didn't get a chance to punch it in. But I think the one thing about this group is that they'll continue to compete no matter how much time is left on the clock.
Last week, all the reporters talking to you about culture. Is that the definition of what culture is to you?
Nah, I don't. I'm not defining anything. I just know that this team will compete no matter how much. You know, if there's time on the clock, we're going to compete. They compete in practice. They compete in the training room. They compete in the weight room. They compete in the meeting rooms. And it just carries over to what we're doing on the football field on Sundays.
The Houston Texans on Sunday this week, a 4-14, big win for them on Sunday against Tennessee. What are you seeing from that football team?
It's a good football team. You know, Billy O'Brien is just taking over. He's kind of putting his stamp on that team. One of the premier running backs in the game, and Arian Foster, do a great job with their zone schemes in terms of getting him freed up. But I think he's got a great vision and a great feel for that. They've got two really talented receivers in Johnson and Hopkins. They're going to be versatile and spread the ball around a lot on offense. And then on defense, obviously led by J.J. Watt, one of the best defensive linemen in the game up front. But they've got good linebackers. They've got good secondary guys. You know, they're sound. Romeo Crennel, who's been in this league for a long time, been a head coach in this league, won Super Bowls with New England Patriots, is coordinating the defense. So it's, it's really sound, very disciplined football team. You can see that. You know, I think Billy's already put his stamp on that team. They play extremely hard. They've been in a lot of really close games. They went to overtime with the Cowboys, you know, which was one of their losses. They were down a little bit to the Colts on a Thursday night game, but they came roaring back and lost 33-28. You know, they've been competitive in every game they've played, and it's a good football team. It's going to be a real big test for us again on the road, and that's a difficult thing. In this league, winning on the road is what separates good teams from great teams, and to be able to win on the road, you got to do everything right. You got to be really disciplined. You can't turn the football over, and you know that's what we need to do this Sunday against them.
J.J. Watt, we all know that he kind of does it all, but when from a standpoint that you have, what separates him from everyone else?
I just think he's relentless, and he's got a skill set that obviously, you know, goes with it. There's a lot of guys that have great motors and play really hard, but they're not as athletic as J.J. is. And the fact that in their defensive scheme, they line him up all over the place. He'll line up as a defensive tackle. He'll line up as the nose guard. He'll line up as the right defensive end. He'll line up as the left defensive end. You know, he's plays in so many different spots. He's not in the same spot. Very rarely two plays in a row. And that versatility, I think, for a lot of players is very difficult to find because they can't – a lot of them need to see the same scheme and get comfortable in terms of what they're doing. But I think it tells you how cerebral a player he is. But I think, you know, his work ethic, his motor in terms of his ability to continue to always push and try to get to the quarterback. He's got a knack for being around the ball. He's tips a ton of balls, you know, whether – you know, he just has the right timing when the ball's being thrown. He gets his hands up, gets his hands on a lot of batted balls. I think he's scored 3 touchdowns this year so far. I think, you know, he really just does it all for them.
And then they go out in the draft, and the first pick overall, Jadeveon Clowney, the kid from South Carolina, got his first action last week. What's he look like on tape?
You know, same as what you thought, very explosive. They're kind of easing him back in. He had a knee injury and was out for, you know, for the first 4 to 6 weeks of the season, but just came back at his first extended playing time. You can see that explosiveness in him. You know, he's got a great first step. He's a dynamic pass rusher. I think as the season goes along, they'll get him involved even more, but right now they're using him as a situational player, and he's doing a really good job to go along with some other really good guys on their defensive front.
First day back on the practice field today after the loss in Arizona. This team seems to just bounce back so quickly, put things in their rearview mirror. What are some of the things you look for during the course of that first day back?
Yeah, I just think their attitudes are they love playing football and they want to get back out there. You know, they got a sour taste in their mouth from what went on Sunday because the result isn't what we wanted. But there are also some positives that we can build from on Sunday. You know, we had 500-plus yards of offense despite 6 penalties on the offensive side of the ball and turning it over 2 times. Defensively, I thought we played really, really well with the exception of 2 plays. You know, we gave up 2 X plays, 1 an 80-yarder, 1 a 75-yarder. But besides that, we held a very explosive offense to under 300 yards. You know, and again, those are positives that you build off of. We'll correct the mistakes, but they want to get back here. You know, they're always off the day after the game, but I think they want to get back in here on Tuesday. Let's take a look at the film with the coaches. Let's make the necessary corrections we are, and then what's the next challenge? What's the next team that we get to – get to prepare for and get ready for, and that's Houston, and they're excited about going down to Houston and playing on Sunday.
Sunday, 1 o'clock, Eagles and the Houston Texans. We thank Chip Kelly for joining us in studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.